Blog Talk Radio.
To be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing. Sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see there's one thing that I know. Life, it can leave you so bitter.
Yeah.
God bless you all, family. I just thank God for each and every one of you. You already know it's always a blessing for us to sit down and commune and talk about the things of the Lord. I'm telling you, I just don't, you know, I'm just truly humble of what God is really doing within me. He really just bringing me into a place. And I'm telling you, that should be every last one of us. Amen. It should be something that the Spirit of the Lord is just doing with you. Amen. It's not about nobody else, but at the end of the day, it's about you. I just bless the Lord, and we just thank him once again. Listen, once again, finish strong. We're going to have a strong finish. Our end of the year conference, I'm telling you, is going to be off the hook. I already feel it and I already know it. I'm telling you that it's going to bless your soul. You just want to make sure you in that place. Now, I want you to begin to invite other individuals out and begin to have individuals, you know, for they could come on and take a part, and they could be, you know, just come and join. You know, do your part. Your part is just inviting. Amen. You can make someone do something or make someone come to a certain place, but you can start with that seed and just inviting. And eventually, it'll get to a place to where it grows. You just got to remember about yourself. So many times, so many of us invite, so many people done invited us to go to different places to come here, come there. But over time, you know, we didn't come right away, but over time we did what? We came, and we already said to ourselves that once we came, we felt like, hey, I thank God that I came because it was a blessing, and most of the time it doesn't matter where it's at. Amen? Amen. I just want to bless God with you all again, and we're going to get right back into this teaching where we left off on Tuesday night. I'm telling you, I just had an overwhelm of response to where how individuals is blessed, and it's really an eye-opener and really helping individuals and everyone to really begin to reevaluate their relationship with God and really set it up in its proper place. Amen. Because at the end of the day, this is biblical. Amen. I definitely want to just bless your name, bless you with you, because at the end of the day, it is biblically how we begin to build a relationship with God. And one thing I truly know, that once we have the correct understanding, the correct context about any situation, we'll have a great outcome. We'll have the great outcome. Some of our outcomes is not because we are not working it, or we are not pressing towards it, or we are not doing things to accomplish it. Some of our outcomes is just pertaining to what we know. And we cannot help some things that we know, because that's all we know. And some things that what you know, it will determine the outcome that you have. So that's why I always use this phrase, evaluate people before you begin to, you know, cast judgment. Even I want to consider myself learn from them. If we are not in that type of setting, well, the school setting, somewhere where you paid or you dare to go and get an education and learn, and when someone is really trying to pour into you to help you or give you advice or give you information, you want to make sure you evaluate the individuals, because you want to make sure you have the right outcome. And the people cannot give you anything no more than what they have in them. You know, regardless of how big dream we talking, we could talk a big talk, but the question is, do you actually have it? You know, no one cannot give you something that they don't actually have. Amen? My God, let me go ahead and get ready to get into this teaching, and we're going to get ready to get going. And I'm telling you right now, I just want to, Lord, we just want to just thank him. And God is good, and we just thank God for his grace, and we thank God for his mercy, and I'm telling you, he is blessing. And many of you, you are on your way, amen? You are on your way. And that's what happened to so many people, amen, as I'm going to get ready to get into this. That's what happened to a lot of people when they are on their way. They really don't understand the signs when they are on their way. They
expect for everything to be all good. They expect for everything to fall in place. They expect for the money, stop acting funny. They expect for this perfect trip. That is not the reality. That is not the reality, especially when we walk with God. Things is not going to be perfect. All of something made easy. Only perfect world that I know that it really explains a perfect world is heaven. That's where you're going to be. We don't have to worry about all these issues. Amen. But the way God began to set you up, and I know individuals that are ready to go into this place of being blessed, if something happened in the inside of you to where you want to get poured in. It's like this hunger begin to develop. You want to know more of God. You want to hear more. And you begin to not walk into offense about your life. You'll begin to evaluate your life. Amen. You'll begin to evaluate your life. So you're not going to walk into a place of offense, but you'll begin to evaluate your life. And that's something that God began to do when he began to set people's lives up. First the things first, he's going to have you to evaluate your life. Amen. He'll evaluate you. Then he'll begin to show you things pertaining to you. Then he'll begin to help you. Then he could pour fresh information in you. First, he got to clear out the old before he could do what? Bring into the new. And that's how I know that many of you that is listening, amen, you are walking, getting ready to walk into your new. Amen. How many of you are walking into your new tonight? I want you to go ahead and hit pastor on up and just say new. It's a new you. Everything about you going to be new. A new talk, a new walk, a new direction. Everything about you is going to be new. Why? Because God is already started with inside of me. And it ain't going to be the new you that you thinking I'm all stuck up. I got an attitude issue, attitude problem. No, you're going to see a different me, because what used to tick me off, it ain't going to get me like that no more. Because why? Now I got something to lose. I got to evaluate my life and evaluate different things around me, because at the end of the day, what God is doing within me, listen, I don't know about nobody else. Other people, y'all could go ahead and get blessed. I'm just getting increases on the blessings that I already got. Y'all hear me? God is doing an increase. I want the increase. In other words, I'm not sitting around and waiting to get a house. I just need an increase. I'm not sitting around here waiting to get a car. I just need an increase. I'm not sitting around here waiting on God to give me some money or release finances in my life. I just need an increase, because I already have everything established, and all I need God to continue to do or continue to show me or continue to develop me in a place of increase. I truly believe and I pray that each and every one of you, you'll begin to walk in a place of increase. You don't have to ask for a dollar. You got a dollar. You just need an increase on what you have. You don't have to ask for another transportation. You got transportation. I know some of you probably say, I'm catching a bus, I'm catching a train. Baby, that's transportation. You just want to increase. So you want to move from riding with somebody else to riding with by yourself. That's all it is. Somebody just say increase. And I truly believe that it's going to be increased. So I pray that as we begin to engage into the relationship with God, your perspective and also your vocabulary, your language and how you speak and everything, your grammar, everything going to begin to change. And you'll begin to see things differently than where you see now. If you see broke going to come your way. If you see infirmities going to come your way. If you see sickness going to come your way. At the end of the day, if you could see yourself blessed, healed, walking into favor, guess what going to come your way? That is what going to come your way. Some of you just need to take a few minutes and just begin to see that, my God, what's going to come your way. Whatever you put your mind to right now, that is what going to come your way. Oh, my God, let me go ahead and calm down just for a second, because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, somebody might want to ask me how I'm doing. All I can tell them, I'm blessed. Yes, y'all about to hear me. Some of you, my God, if somebody asks you how you doing, you might want to go ahead and just tell them you blessed as well. I truly believe that tonight we are dealing with folks that are just blessed. They just blessed like that. Now, how you know they blessed? It's not about their house, cars, or money. It's about they trying to give the ear to what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty, that's blessed individuals. Amen. We just want to bless his name. And Father, we thank you. We lift you up. We bless your name. God, continue to pour inside of us so we can continue to grow within you. Even the growth is a form, or it is a form of increase. And we thank you, God, that as we continue to grow within you, you're going to continue to do a new thing within inside of us. Listen, I just want to recap real quick. As we were talking on a relationship with God on last Tuesday, we began to deal with different steps. And the first stage that we begin to talk about is interest. Amen? Interest. I just want to recap this real quick as we dive deeper on into this here. It's interest. Something piqued your interest about trying to get to know God or want to know God or about your salvation. I don't know anybody, unless you could come and talk to me. Somebody just woke up in the middle of the night or just woke up and just say, I feel like being saved today. Y'all hear me? I don't know. And what you want to be saved for? I don't know. I just feel like I've been saved. Have you heard about this? No, it just fell upon me. It just dropped in my spirit. Oh, I just need to be saved. Amen. Well, you heard about Jesus. You heard about the Lord. Well, who are you going to be saved to? I don't know. I just need to be saved. At some point, we don't heard something about the Lord. We don't heard something about what he does. We don't heard testimonies. We don't heard different things. We don't heard something about the Lord. Now watch this. A lot of things that we heard, it did not, most of the time, it doesn't resonate right then. It only comes when situations occur. Every time a situation begins to occur in somebody's life, something that was said, how to get you out of it or make the situation better, somehow we begin to remember the moments. Y'all hear me? So something piqued your interest pertaining to the Lord. Is that the story that I reminded me in the Bible dealing with the woman with the issue of blood? Amen. And the woman that the Bible says, the Bible began to declare that this woman was sick for about 12 long years, and she went everywhere, every physician and everybody, trying to get some help. But she heard about this man named Jesus. Y'all heard me. She heard about what? This man named who? Named Jesus. Something caught her interest. Listen, at first, she was trying to do everything she could possibly do to get her situation taken care of. She was trying to do everything like she's trying to do to get herself healed. How many of you all tonight that you could truly testify and say, Pastor, I was an individual like the woman with the issue of blood. At the end of the day, I did everything on my own. I went to some everybody and come to find out I'm still in the situation that I'm in now. And some of us, we are, my God, we probably be worse off now when we start messing with them than we was or before we start messing with them. Y'all hear me? But when you heard about it, see, this is what I love about God. He'll take you to the point to where you are exhausted. Y'all hear me? He already know that you're going to get tired. You're going to get exhausted. You're gonna move everything else out the way. You're gonna try to do everything on your own, and I already know that you're gonna get tired and exhausted. But guess what? When you try to do everything else, who else you gonna look to? You will have no other choice to look at who? Your Lord and Savior. This is why I challenge so many individuals that is in faith to go back and reevaluate your relationship, how it started with God, because what you know now, you just didn't know then. Your situation was greater, my God, in your faith than it is now. Y'all hear me about now? Amen. Because what you know now, you just didn't know then. So something peeped your interest. Y'all about to hear me? Where your single ladies at and single men? Y'all already, come on now. Y'all already on the dating site and the dating, and you're looking at people profiles, you're scrolling through. At the end of the day, you got hundreds of profiles that you scroll in the past, but here come one or two don't pique your interest. Y'all hear me? Something don't pique your interest because it's something that is in you done connected to what? A physical attraction, or even their biography or their bio that they wrote about themselves. Whatever it is, it did what? It caught your interest. But the first thing caught
conscientious. Let's be honest. It had to be some type of attraction. The first thing I hate when folks get deep on me, amen. They be like, I just look for the, oh, baby, please. I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night and thinking that it's a demon laying on beside me, and here I am speaking in tongues. No, I like to just have, you know, I like something nice. First lady, that ain't, come on now, I ain't doing. But at the end of the day, something don't call your interest. Same thing in the spirit of the Lord. When a deposit unmade, God been making deposits since before you was in the board. That's why all these deposits coming in, and now something don't pique your interest. It's just something inside of you begin to draw toward God. Y'all hear me? It's just something inside of you want to get to know. Something inside of you feel like it got to be a God somewhere. I just feel a presence upon me. And a lot of times when we begin to translate these presence, we begin to translate these presence pertaining to a loved one that has gone on. Oh, I can feel Sister So-and-so over me. Oh, I can feel this individual over me. Amen. But baby, I'm sorry. That's the presence of the living God that a lot of times we feel upon us, but at the end of the day, we translate it into something else. So the first thing, it was interest. That's what brought you all to salvation, to accept him as your personal savior. Now, this is the piece to where we begin to fast forward. A lot of people go from this place already, they don't marry God. Amen. We don't went from this place. And I don't fault people, amen. I just fault how it been taught. That's all I could fault, how it been taught, amen. And we don't went from a place to where I'm in salvation today, I'm married with God tomorrow. I just got saved today. Now I'm on God's working field, or I'm on one of God's disciples tomorrow. I just got saved today. Just got out of club. I just getting finished for being shot. My body all jacked up and everything else. And I accepted him as my personal savior today. Now tomorrow I don't marry him. Y'all hear me? We got a disconnect here. And this is why a lot of people go through what they go through when they begin to walk on this Christian walk and walk through this Christian faith. They didn't have time to build the relationship. All they did got into the relationship. It's the difference when you build something, then you just taking occupancy or you're occupying different things. Y'all hear me? So many of you just jumped into the relationship other than building relationship. And at the end of the day, we trying to build the relationship as we go on in our Christian walk, and we trying to figure out what in the world going on with us, what in the world going on with me. This is why the enemy is so successful to have people to question their relationship with God, even to question their walk, because they jumped into a relationship other than building, my God Almighty, their relationship on the solid foundation. My God, I'm starting to feel this thing right here. On a solid foundation. So now, after we got the interest, now we're going to start dating a little bit, quoting a little bit. Other words, let's get to know each other. Amen. How many of you actually talk to God what he likes, what you don't like, other than it's good that you're reading your Bible. I'm, you know, not against that at all. But at the end of the day, what about you and God conversation for yourself? Let me pause there for a minute. What about your conversation with God without throwing a scripture to him? What about you talking to God about yourself other than talking into a third person? Y'all hear me? Majority of the people talk in third person from a perspective of what David did, what Adam did, what Moses did, what Apostle Paul did, these different stories from the Bible. But God says, I don't need the third person. I want to get to know you. I already know Isaac. I'm the God of Isaac and Jacob and Abraham. And I'm there. I'm already their God. I want to be your God, and I want to talk to you like I talk to them. No difference. Watch this. He taught to Noah. He taught Noah how to do what? Build the ark. Y'all hear me? He taught to David. He taught David in many occasions, especially dealing with battles and wars and different things like that. He taught to Moses. He taught to Moses in plenty of things, especially pertaining to the assignment with the children of Israel. My God. God said, I want to talk to you. We don't have to talk talk in third person. You don't have to tell me what Job said. Though you slay me, yet I lack terror. I know what Job said. You don't have to tell me what Psalms 23 say. For the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I know what that says. I the one gave men the understanding to write this context down, so I already know what they are saying. I want to know what you're saying. Oh, it's got quiet. It's quiet tonight, First Lady. Ain't nobody around here rocking these Texas tonight. God said, I want to know what you're saying. See, we don't understand how to build that relationship because we skipped past that part and went straight into marriage. And we allow an individual to begin to groom our relationship other than allowing the Holy Ghost and the walk with God to groom us. Y'all hear me? To groom us, because everybody got their own different personality. God cannot groom the relationship that he got with me for you. Because why? We are two different individuals. We two different people. Y'all hear me? What might float my boat might not float your boat. So y'all got to get on the correct understanding according to principles in Bible. Y'all hear me? So now we begin to understand and we begin to talk to each other. And now I begin to know God and God begin to know me. And I begin to understand God and God begin to understand me. So I begin to learn what he requires. How do I learn what he requires? Here we go again. Well, this is where God begins to let you know what he requires. Sometimes now you'll start having a feeling when things is not right or whatever. You'll start having conscience about certain things that, hey, this is not right. This doesn't feel good. Y'all hear me? I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do that. So now God is establishing structure. If so many people are numb to different things that is not pleasing with God because they never had a chance to build them feelings up between them and God. So now they are desensitized to how God feels because they already jumped into a marriage that they have not built up and they're trying to build it up as they go on. If you don't got feelings for somebody, you become desensitized how they feel. Y'all hear me? I have compassion for you, but I'm really desensitized how you feel. So a lot of people are desensitized how God feels. So that's why a lot of individuals, we could go on and do what we want to do and don't have no conscience about it. We could say what we want to say, don't have no conscience about it. And all this. Listen, we don't even have to deal with the Holy Ghost right now. We just deal with us and God right now. Y'all hear me? Because at the end of the day, baby, let me tell you, once you got your true relationship with God right, you don't even have to worry about the Holy Ghost correcting you. You're going to feel something that is not right within yourself. I just need somebody on here. You could agree with me from this illustration. If you got a spouse that you faithful to, that you truly in love, that's the only man and that's the only woman. We got to make this clear in this day and time, First Lady. If that's the only man and that's the only woman, let somebody come or you try to flirt with somebody else. That should do something to you. It should make you feel some type of way. Because why? Because you are sensitive to how your spouse will feel if him or she will find out. So now we can get into scripture with this thing right here. This is where we begin to build the correct relationship, and now we begin to understand that God says, "Thou shall not have no other God before who? Before me. Because why? I am a jealous God." We won't know that. How will we know that if we don't build it? So first thing first, I get to know him. I used to think it was kind of wrong to talk to God or ask God questions. This is how I was taught. You know, you really don't question God. You don't question God. Well, I found out different later on in my walk with God. He wants you to question him. He wants you to ask questions. He wants you to be to gain understanding. He loves to show you. This is where you begin to learn the voice of God. God, listen, God speaks to everybody. Don't you sit up in here. Don't think God is not talking to you. God talks to everybody. He just don't talk to a prophet. When he deals with us in ministry gifts or the fivefold, that's the prophet, the apostles, and the bishop, and all this kind of stuff here, that's dealing with or pertaining to assignment. That's totally different conversation pertaining to assignment from relation. When you're in a relationship with God, God is talking to you about you and his relationship. It's not about assignment. It's not about telling you about this person here, that person don't like you, the world's going to come to end, this going to blow up, that's going to happen, that's going to happen. No, it's pertaining to relationship. This is where I begin to question people, how in the world that the Lord speak to you so much about everything else, but he don't speak to you about you? That's pertaining to you and his relationship. That's what he's concerned about first. What's going to happen in the world is going to happen. Baby, you listen, what prophecy's going to fulfill? You can build all the bomb shelters you want because the Lord showed you that Russia's going to plan on sending a missile over here. Run into y'all. At the end, prophecy's going to be fulfilled. What's going to happen is going to happen. He care about you. He want to talk to you about you. But you got to go back and go. You got to go back and date him. You got to go back and go and talk to him. You know, I remember at a time, it was one point when I was getting to know God and I was in my relationship and building my relationship up with the Lord. I used to wake up in the morning and say, "Hello, Lord, how you doing?" I used to be, you would think I'm a nutcase because how I used to walk around, you think how I used to walk around and I just go to talking. I just go to talking. Yeah. I got so close to the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Lord, that's my homeboy. Who's the Holy Man? That's my homeboy right there. That's how close I got with them, and that's how we begin to communicate in different things from that perspective. See, many of you need to go and begin to talk to who? Talk to the Lord. Many of you need to go and talk to him. Many of you need to go from a place of relation. Many of you need to go, instead of telling him everything that is wrong with you, start telling him some of the things that is good with you. Y'all hear me? Start telling some good things. How you doing? Hey, I remember one time the Lord asked me, he said, "Hello, son." I said, "Hey, Lord, how you doing?" He said, "Son, what can I do for you today?" I said, "Nothing." I said, "God, you already did everything. Everything else is going to come in timing, but right now I'm fine, God. I'm fine. Today, I just want you to sit back because I want to pour inside of you. I want to talk to you today, Lord. I want to pour inside of you. I want to just say thank you. Everything you're doing. Guess what? Everything ain't perfect. Thing wasn't good at the time. But guess what? I thank God that I had shelter. I had a couple of dollars. I wasn't hungry. I wasn't stranded. He's still doing what? Taking care of me. And all I was doing is waiting on upgrades. So watch this. So now we're in a relationship with God. Many people assume that God's supposed to take care of you. Many people assume this. So when you went from the beginning stage and jumped straight into the marriage, you already assuming this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're supposed to do. Who told you that? Who told you that? Well, this is what they said in the Bible. There you go, speaking for a third person again. That's what he did for Moses. That's what he did for Abraham. That's what he did for Isaac. Why did he do these things for them? That's what he did for Noah. Why did he do them things? And why would he going to do them for you? What was so different or what was so unique about their life that God said, "I'm going to do this for them," and why do he need to do it for you? This is how many people approach him. They approach, they got this spirit of entitlement. I'm saved now, I'm entitled to walk in blessings. I'm saved now, I'm entitled that you're going to pay my bills. I'm saved now, I'm entitled that you're going to heal me. I'm saved now, I'm entitled that you're going to deliver me. If that was the case, every saved person all over the world, we won't have no issues. Everything going to be all right. Money is flowing out the bank. Everybody walking with perfect health. The doctor's looking at you. You got to be saved. How you know that? Because you're another one that came in with perfect health. Everything is good with you all. What are y'all doing? Everything going to be made right if that was the case. Y'all hear me tonight? So we begin to talk to God. No different than a relationship you and your boo.
Y'all start dating. You're first starting to learn this individual. This individual learning you. You're learning their likes, what they like to do, and all this kind of stuff here. Now, you need to also learn what they don't like, and you also need to learn their triggers. You need to learn and understand that they have what? They have triggers. God has triggers. God have triggers. Yeah, if some things we could do would get God upset. Book of Proverbs talks about it. Have anger, but sin not. The Bible speaks. God says, I'm a jealous God. The Bible talks about different things that God doesn't like. That blueprint, I could go and talk to God. God, what do you like about me? What some things that you don't like? Because why? I want to always be in your will. I'm not perfect, but I want to be in your will. Why? Because I'm serious about this relationship. I'm serious about this relationship. I'm so serious, I don't want to mess up this relationship. I don't mess up every relationship that I was in, but I don't want to mess up with this one. So I want to know what are the things that you are not going to put up with me. What are some of the things that you are not going to like? What is crossing the line with you? I need to know. That way I can be aware if I do certain things. Some of you are not aware of certain things you do because you don't even know the structure of boundaries with the Lord. Now you're getting caught up in certain things because why? I really didn't know the structure. I really didn't know the boundaries. I really didn't know what God required. Y'all hear me? So this is where we begin to commune with each other. We begin to talk. This is stuff that doesn't happen overnight. Building a relationship doesn't happen at the snap of your finger. It takes time. And it takes time for you to be in tune into your individual. It takes time you could be in tune into your wife or your spouse. Some individuals, y'all so in tune with each other, you can say, oh, baby, I can feel you. I know it's about time you want something to eat. I was just thinking of that. Well, I'm just thinking of that. Yeah. Guess what? Y'all in tune. And guess what? It didn't happen overnight. Time. Same thing with God. It takes time. Everything in this world, God built it upon relationship. Even the animals need another animal to begin to multiply or to have a relationship for they could be fruitful to multiply. They just don't do it on their own. They need something else to come and fertilize it. Everything is built on relationship. So now we don't commune. That goes through levels, talking to the Lord. It goes to level, get to know him. That goes to level. And now I begin to build up feelings. I haven't fallen in love yet. See, so many of you say, I'm in love with God. No, some of you are not in love with God. Some of you just got feelings. You just don't fall in love overnight. Hey, y'all hear me? And some of you got what? You just got feelings. You got feelings. And because of your feelings, amen, and you're translating it to something else. That's why some people, they could go out and party one minute, and they could come and worship another minute because they are not in love. They just got feelings. And whenever they get into their feelings, that's when the feelings is what? Triggered. They just got feelings. So now you begin to develop feelings for the Lord. This is the first stage before you begin to fall in love. Or when you in the first stage when you're starting to trust. Because when you begin to build up feelings for an individual, now you start to begin to trust an individual just a little. And you don't trust with everything. You begin to trust with something. What is something? Well, if she says she's going to call me at 5, by this time I already know she's going to call me at 5. I trust that she's going to call me at 5. If he say that we're going to go out to eat today on Friday, he's going to take me out, I'm not worrying about he or she going to stand me up and we ain't going to go out to eat. No, I trust that they're going to come, they're going to meet their word or whatever they said is going to happen. Why? Because at this point in time, we already built up something or we don't build up a little bit where we don't went through that stage talking on the phone, communicating with each other, and also spending some time with each other. So now I got trust when I begin to, when you say, we're going to do this. Do I got trust you're going to pay my bills? No, you ain't show that part yet. Come on, somebody. It doesn't happen overnight. I don't have trust you're going to do this because why? You have not showed that part yet. Because now, as the relationship goes on, I'm building up feelings, and now your feelings that have been surfaced, they turns into strong feelings. Now I have strong feelings about this sister or about this brother. I got strong feelings now.
Now your strong feelings, it gets so strong now to where if you start missing time or talking to the individual, or if y'all ain't spent for that day or at this certain time, you starting to feel some type of way. Same thing with the Lord. This is why people don't feel no type of way when they don't spend time with God. They have not built up that area yet. And because they have not built up with that area, they are desensitized that I, you know, by spending time with God. And they don't have no feeling. This is where a person says, man, I feel some type of way. Man, I need to spend some time with God. Why? I mean, I've been out of this thing for a day or two or whatever. This we don't do this. So, sir, man, I'm neglecting my relationship that I truly cherish. So watch this. A check going to happen within yourself. You don't need nobody to check you. The check is going to automatically happen. Y'all hear me? It's going to automatically happen. So now you don't build these strong feelings with God because of your communion. Y'all doing different things. And now watch this. Strong feelings. And the reason why I turned into strong feelings, God's starting to prove himself a little bit to you. Now things are starting to happen. Certain situations you got caught up in, somehow you got out of them. So what God is saying, this is my covenant agreement with you. When I say I'm a Jehovah Jireh, first of all, I'm going to prove to you that I am your provider. I'm going to prove to you that I am your healer. But first of all, you got to let me prove it to you before I can expect for you to believe it. See, we think that we all of a sudden, we just supposed to believe. No, God said, I want to prove it to you. I want to prove that I am God. I want to prove that I will provide your every need. I want to prove myself to you before I expect for you to believe it or before I expect for you to have faith in me. This is where we got to get real without talking. I believe he could do, but he ain't did it yet. Let's get real with this thing. Amen. Now we got to learn how he does it. So now we begin to learn more about God. So more feelings begin to develop. More things begin to develop before I begin to really fully trust. You can't really fully trust an individual yet until they begin to show themselves trustworthy. God want to show himself trustworthy to each and every one of you. This is where the enemy ain't going to be able to fight you no more. He's not going to put doubt in your mind that God is not going to come and see about you. He's not going to be able to put doubt in your mind that everything is going to work out together for his good. He's not going to be able to put doubt in your mind because now you understand because how things is built up properly that the trust is there because you don't see God work it out over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Some of you, you already know. You got some brothers. My God, you already know. You got some brother. Let them bills get behind and some stuff get back up against the wall. The brother, if he got to go out the day, if he got to stand on the corner and sell a toilet stool, he's going to sell a toilet stool to get whatever needs to happen to take care of that business pertaining to that house. And that God, the God is the same way. Y'all, they quiet. The first lady, they quiet. They quiet. Come on, sisters. You know, come on now. Something that you need, you're going to do what you got to do. Some of you probably got to work two or three jobs. You ain't caring about that. You're going to go and handle your business. This is how God want to do. He want to show himself trustworthy. He want to begin. This is where you build up trust. I know it's been taught that we automatically trust God. No, God wants you to build. No, trusting is over a process of time. He began to prove himself to you. It doesn't happen overnight. And where I'm at with my trust with God, you might not be there right now. And it's because of what I done seen God work with me over and over in my life to where I trust him. You don't get there overnight. Stay in your own relationship and walk and be happy to grow in your relationship where you are. Don't take on somebody else's testimony or somebody else's talk and thinking that that's where you're supposed to be. Baby, live like you and stop. Don't try to live like somebody else. And this is what get people in trouble. Oh, I just wish he could do that. How many times that you'll make this man or make this woman feel some type of way because another woman don't got up and said all this kind of stuff and I do all this, and now here come this man side-eyeing his woman, and like, and now you got her feeling uncomfortable. And now she's trying to please you, so now she's getting out of her who she is, and she's losing her identity trying to please you pertaining to somebody else. Where you at, brothers? How many times you women begin to make this brother feel some type of way? This brother football days in high school is over. So now his six pack is no longer a six pack, it's just a round bounty. Oh, I look at him, you need to do this. Look at him, look at, and you're making the brother feel some type of way. So now he's trying, he's dealing with some issues with inside because now he feels though you don't love him, you love somebody else. Because why? How you make him feel. Y'all talking to me tonight. So we have to make sure that once we end the relationship, we already know what we're getting into. So many people don't even know what they're getting into. And they be looking at everybody else's relationship as a third party. How many times we don't read the Bible? And we don't see these different stories in the Bible on how they had their relationship. And we begin to try to have a relationship just like them that they had in the Bible because we want to get the same results that they got. Anybody there tonight? And God trying to tell you, look, I want to deal with you. I don't want to deal with you pertaining to them. I want to deal with you. This is just a blueprint, but I want to deal with you. And this is how we begin to develop trust in God. And we begin to go into a place to where I don't only trust God no more. I'm starting to fall in love with him. Why? Because he let me be who I am. And he still loves me. Y'all about to talk to me. Listen, I'm finna get ready to run now. Why? I don't have to worry about trying to change into somebody else. I don't have to worry about trying to pretend to somebody I'm not. I don't have to worry about that I don't have the proper English or the proper education where I have to read from the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and to know every scripture and to know every word. I thank God that he accepted me who I am. I probably got one eye closed and one eye open. I thank God this is who I am, and this is why you got to go through and build a proper relationship with God. That way God embrace you and show you, I love you for who you are. We can work on everything else, but I just need to know who you are. We can deal with everything else, but I need to know who you are. And this is what making a walk with God so easy. It makes the walk with God so fun. I enjoy being saved. I enjoy walking with God. Because why? He's not trying to change me into something that I'm not. I change into where he's taking me. I change into where I'm growing. I change into what the relationship begin to take a different part in our walk of life. And I change because I want to, not because I'm made. God want to deal with you who you are. Each individual I could go down in that Bible had issues, and God met them where they at. Noah, he had a drinking issue. God met him where he's at. David, not only he was a murderer, David had an issue to where he wanted a funnel cake and wanted to do all this kind of stuff with somebody else's wife. God still met David where he was at. Moses, he had a speech impediment problem. He had a speech issue. God still met him where he's at. Jacob had the issue of being influenced for he could begin to be a deceiver. He was influenced to be a deceiver. But guess what? God still met him where he was at. That's how they was able to have a strong relationship with God. Because why? God met them, and they understood this is who I am. Let God begin to deal with you. You begin to deal a relationship up with God. First Lady, I remember in my younger days, on that same street my grandmother's staying on right now, 15th Street, and, you know, I used to smoke these little cigars, Black and Miles. They call them Swisher Sweet, something like that. Black and Miles. I used to smoke them little cigars, Black and Miles. And I knew the calling, he was pressing on me real hard then. He was pressing on me so hard to where
He wanted me to fully be saved and turn over to him. And one day I felt this pressure on me so hard, I just walked down the road, and I say, and I hold it up to him. I said, you want me to fully serve you? Well, I got a problem with this. You take this away, then I fully serve you with no problem. That was one night. The next night, I woke up. I ain't have an urge or have a taste of it in my mouth never again. I never had that taste or urge in my mouth again. Why? Because of the relationship with God. God had to want to prove what he did, prove himself to me that I want you. He didn't wait for me to prove myself to him. He proved himself to me that I want you. So since this is what I need to do to get you, so be it, so done. Guess what? He didn't condemn me for it. He didn't do anything. This is where, saints of God, you got to be who you are. So many times people begin to backslid because that's what they've been hiding. They've been hiding the real them. They've been hiding their true identity, who they are. And because of their hiding their self, because of other people, and majority of the time it's perspective of people, and they begin to hide because they don't want people to think that they this and they that and they that and they this. And they cannot have an authentic relationship with God. Because why? They hiding who they are. God don't want y'all to hide no more. Mother, he don't want you to hide no more. Sister, he don't want you to hide no more. Brother, he don't want you to hide no more. God want to know who you are. 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 He want to know who you are. How many of you tonight, I dare you tonight, you go back to the beginning of the relationship that you have with God, and you go back to the beginning and just say, excuse me, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't fully let you know who I was, who I am. I was ashamed to let you know who I am, because I didn't think you really going to fully want to accept me like this. I was ashamed to let you know that I'm a liar, I'm a cusser. I was ashamed to let you know that I gossip and I talk too much and I got a temper issue and I'm just ready to snap and fight. I'm ashamed to let you know that I just been hurt and I've been trying to suppress every area of me and I just didn't fully come clean of who I am. Stop trying to get delivered overnight with some issues. Let God take you through your deliverance. And some things, as the man of God began to share, as Apostle Paul began to talk about, some things he ain't even trying to deliver you from. He'll keep the thorn in your side. Apostle Paul said, I had to come in content with this thorn in my side. When you come in a relationship with an individual, you want the individual to know who you are. Because why? That's who you want to accept them. You want them to accept them. Or you want he or she to accept you for who you are, not who you trying to portray to be. Because why? After a while, that gets old. You get tired of trying to portray something that you're not, and the true you going to come out. Then they ready to walk away from the relationship. You can't get mad because they didn't sign up for that. They signed up for something that wasn't authentic. Some of you, it's time for you to go back and be authentic with your, with the Lord. This is how you begin to shut the door on the devil. This is how you close these areas in the enemy. Because why? I presented myself to the Lord, and that this is who I am. And I'm not saying, God, that this right or this wrong, but what I am saying, if you could help me, because I already tried to do it on my own. I can't do it on my own.
This is what I need my partner to come to the table with. Do you have the ability to help me in my weakness? Do you have the ability to help me in my downfall? Do you have the ability to help me when I'm hurt, help me when I'm sad? Are you going to judge me and look at me differently when I got all this going on? If you are, let's go ahead and deal with this at the beginning.
Man, is anybody there tonight? Anybody there tonight? Let's deal with this at the beginning. I pray that many of you are going to go back and you have a conversation with the Lord and you begin to talk to him. And you begin to talk to him about you. You know who you are. You know what you could bring to the table. And that way, watch this. You don't have to worry. And guess what? The spirit of offense, that door will be shut. You won't get offended. Why? Because your boo already know who you are. And you ain't worrying about somebody else saying something about it because you already clear this is what I'm wrestling with. You already clear about what's going on in you. Y'all hear me tonight? This is how we can resist the enemy. He'll flee, and we build a great relationship with God. God, listen, your true worship is coming from who you really are. It's not about your song. It's not about, Lord, pour it out on me. You can walk in true worship every day, every hour, just being real of who you are. Just being thankful about who you are. Hallelujah. Is anybody there tonight? Is anybody there tonight? Hallelujah. My God, I can feel the Spirit of God tonight. I can truly feel that individuals just coming back to the Lord and having the right perspective. Stop being somebody you're not. Stop being fake. Don't be fake about it no more. Yeah, you slip every now and then. You go ahead and tell that with the Lord. Lord, looking for, my God, the Bible say, they that worship me in spirit and truth. Baby, be true about yourself. At the end of the day, get away the naysayer. Get away who's saying this and who's saying that. Be who you are. And when God gets ready to wrap things up, he going to help you, because if you cherish where you're going, you're going to begin to get things in order for your own self, because where you going? Where you going? God want to show himself to you. Each and every one of you tonight, God want to prove himself to you. He get it. He get everybody else's testimony. But he wants you to have your own testimony. He get everybody's experience that you hear, but he wants you to have your own experience. He wants you to get to know him. And he want to get to know you. He don't want to get to know the church you. He don't want to get you to know the speaking in tongues you. That's good. I could quote my scripture. Yeah, that's good. But he want to get to know you. Who you are. Who you are behind the makeup. Who you are behind the extension. Who you are behind, my God, when you're not behind the desk. You're not behind the public. Who you are when you're in your car by yourself. Who you are when you're in your house by yourself. Who you are in your everyday thoughts. Who you are. Hallelujah. Thanks to God, when you begin to evaluate your relationship with God and you begin to evaluate from a perspective that you are building your relationship with him pertaining to not a church, not a congregation, but it's pertaining to you and him. You cannot operate into the things that God acquired pertaining to the business of the kingdom, of the business of the relationship, until you get a personal relationship. Many people, and this is how we have so many people that fallen, because they trying to jump into the business perspective of the relationship and don't get a personal relationship. You got to get that personal relationship first. Then we can deal with the business part of the relationship. But God want to get that personal thing with you. He don't want the speaking in tongues. He know you could sing. He know you could preach. He know you could worship. But he want the everyday you. He want to talk to the everyday individual you. He want to deal with that brother. He want to deal with that sister. That's who God want to deal with. Hallelujah. That's the truth of an individual. and that's the true core of the individual. I want to say this before I leave tonight. From this day forward, none of you begin to get mad at yourself and have issues. Go back and have a talk with the Lord. Go back and build up these areas that where you did not build them up. And go back and re-strengthen these areas and build up these areas. Then you're going to see that walking with the Lord probably be the best decision that you ever made in your life. If anybody tell you different, it's going to be the best relationship that you ever made in your life. If anybody try to tell you different, you'll tell them, no, it's not so. It's not so. Because once you could do this thing right, man, I won't trade this in for nothing and nobody. Because why? It's awesome. Many people say, I just go through. Well, baby, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't go through that much. I enjoy my time walking with God. It is what? It is awesome. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm finna get out of here now. I'm finna get out of here. But please, some of you need to go back and reevaluate these different areas. Some of you need to go and strengthen certain areas. Go ahead and do it. That way you can begin to see the miracles and see the power of things work for you. That way, when we talk about prayer, you don't have to worry about your prayer going to get answered. Because why? Prayer is just a form of communication, and who you communicating with. I'm communicating with the Lord. And guess what? Me and him got a good relationship going on with each other. So now all I got to do is just talk. And when I begin to talk to him, I'm already in form of prayer. Guess what? Guess what, everyone? That's intercession. You praying. As you building your relationship with God and communing with him, talking with him, guess what you're doing? You are praying. You are in prayer. Different areas in prayer other than giving God a petition and telling him what you need to for him to do. You have casual communication with the Lord. That's prayer. That's prayer. My goodness, listen, I'm finna go over here. I'm finna get out, y'all. I'm way over the time tonight. Hopefully we can be able to jump back into this again, but I think that for the most part that those that is on tonight, I think you got it. I think you really understand and you can really see the blueprint where you can begin to build your relationship and be on that quest with God. Go back to the beginning and be real about yourself. Don't try to hide nothing about you. Be honest about who you are. Because at that time, I told God, I like this. I like doing this. This is what I like to do. Be honest with him. And as you be honest with God, that's how God can be able to help you. Have an open, honest relationship. If you like to do certain things, go ahead and tell them, God, I enjoy doing this, but I know it's wrong, and I need you to help me. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Good night. Thank you for tuning in.